Oh, hi. We didn't see you there. Kevin and I are just working on our life-size cardboard cutouts of each other.
Yeah. I'm making some macaroni. Figure we can paste them around, kind of like beards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have our anatomically correct hand cakes.
I like that. Yeah.
Why don't you join us?
Yeah, over here. Sit right beside us.
In the third space. Okay, first things first, Kevin.
What?
It is allergy season, and I have them.
Yeah, how you doing over there?
Okay. It's just I'm going to do my best to be away from Mike when I'm sneezing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my best not to sniffle.
I've had the, I guess, the benefit lately of not going outside.
Yeah.
I have sealed myself in a hyperbolic room.
Hermetically.
Hermetically. No, yeah. I've sealed myself in the hyperbolic time chamber.
Wow, hyperbolic. How high is your power level? How many years has it been?
Well, see, I was in there for a year. Here, it appears to only be a day.
Oh, I see.
Or about 40 episodes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're rusty.
You know, this is Dragon Ball Z.
Is our topic from Dragon Ball Z?
No. It's also not about allergy season.
No, it's not.
But no, I do. I also get it. And I have to go out there in a little bit and do some yard work.
Yeah, I see that grass is a little long.
I got to pull those weeds out. Yeah. And then I got to fertilize
stuff.
You
got some antihistamines?
No. No, I don't.
That's a poor choice.
So I think I'll just rush out there.
You should have told me. I would have brought my filter mask.
Yeah, I could go out there like that, but it's so hot.
Yeah, but I have several varieties to choose from.
I'm actually considering not going out immediately after we record this and waiting till about 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And just doing it then, because it's so hot.
It is pretty hot out right now.
It's hot. So hot.
It's hot. It's hot in my apartment, too.
Yeah. It's like
we have a heated garage that is always heated.
Well, so you can't turn that off.
No, it's because it's the hot water goes through it. That's what heats it up.
Okay, so it's 30 degrees outside and like 35 inside.
No, it's not. It's like 28 inside.
Nice cooking temperature.
It's just like my apartment never gets colder than 12 degrees. Even in the middle of winter, I could have all the windows open and it would never get colder than that.
I want just fans in every single wall. Just like, clip them on and just go, ah.
I feel like there'd be a lot of extra noise in our recording.
Yeah, no, there would be. I occasionally have to record or record sound up in my office.
Yeah.
And I have a fan in there. So when I'm like, okay, time for me to, you know, get the sound, I turn the fan off. And immediately I go, how did it happen so fast in this tiny room full of computers? And
that's because computers generate a lot of heat.
They do. It's like you snap that fan off and immediately the entire room becomes a sauna.
Yeah, no, I spent 6 hours yesterday writing, and when I left the computer room, I was like, oh, it's 5 degrees cooler out here.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully there was a cat that was staying here for a long time.
Yeah.
But now it's gone. It's back trying to get adopted. So I can have my door open again and the cat won't wander in.
That's good.
So I can actually have my door open and try to get some airflow.
Yeah.
Between the door and the window.
Yeah.
This is all just temperature talk.
Yeah.
Welcome to temperature talk with Kevin and Jeremy.
Welcome to future dads who control thermostats.
No. Someday if I am able to live alone, I will just refrigerate my
home.
Yeah.
What is the point in having heat? I generate enough on my own.
Yeah, I know. I went to this is a little bit of a story. I shot a short film and we flew out to India to do it.
Yeah.
And the Indian crew members at a certain point brought us to a, what I'll just say is like a beach resort. It was awesome. It was this cool thing. And me and the director sort of shared a partitioned room.
Yeah.
So the second we got there and gone to that room, we shut all the doors, turned on the AC, and then like left for to hang out.
Yep.
When we got back, it was a wall of cold, and it was amazing.
It was the best, I bet.
Yeah, you're out there, and you're like, oh, it's hot, and it's sweaty, and I don't like this. You open up the door, and you still feel hot and sweaty. You take one step, boom!
That's like, what I do at every hotel I have to be at during the summer.
You know those commercials where the person, like I don't know, eats gum and then like frost covers them or something. Do you remember those old gum commercials?
Yeah.
It was like that.
It was like
I bet it's like that in your hotel rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you drank some brisk in a pool operated behind you and you fell into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
don't drink brisk and assume that will happen.
No, it won't. No,
It won't.
Although we could probably do an episode on that.
Awesome.
What is our topic today, Kevin?
Well, our topic today is, hey, Jeremy, you know the Yu-Gi-Ohs?
I know of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah.
I don't know about plural Yu-Gi-Ohs.
Many Yu-Gi-Ohs.
Is that a cereal? Perhaps a soup.
Well, Yu-Gi-Oh is a card game based on a TV show.
Yeah.
About a card game that's called Duel Monsters.
I think it's called Duel Monsters.
But there's also a card game called Duel Masters, which is a different card game.
Different card game.
Wow, weird. But because surprisingly, the game in the series was not called Yu-Gi-Oh! Because it's a character called Yugi.
Yeah. And then, his Egyptian alter ego was Yu-Gi-Oh!
Is it?
Yeah.
No, his Egyptian
alter ego. That's why whenever he transformed into adult Yugi, it went, Yu-Gi-Oh!
No. His adult version was Yami Yugi.
Oh, you're right.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is just an exclamation.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, why is it hyphenated twice? It's three separate syllables.
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
For pronunciation purposes.
Jeremy.
What?
Do you think the show wasn't well thought through?
Yes.
That's why the card game makes no sense in the show.
But here's the thing, though. That show is thoroughly enjoyable.
It is.
It's thoroughly enjoyable. And also, the abridged version is amazing.
Yeah. Good. If you haven't seen Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged, just
go look it up.
Just get through it. The quality's a little bit funky, especially in the beginning ones.
Yeah.
It's
super funny.
Yeah. But the point they're getting to is that in Yu-Gi-Oh! In this card game, there's the idea of something called shadow games.
Yeah.
Which is that someone can, I don't know if people have to agree, but someone can say that this is a shadow game. Which means now the game gets a lot more impressive.
Like also, they don't have to say this is a shadow game. They can be like, welcome to my shadow game.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the game will get a lot more impressive.
Yeah.
Like they show it in the past. Originally they were just playing with something else and then be like, there's a shadow game. And you'd be in an alternate dimension with like imaginary things.
Everything gets black and purple.
Yeah, now in Yu-Gi-Oh! They show it with the card game, but they imply at certain points it doesn't just have to be with this card game.
No, it can be anything.
Yeah, because, I mean, originally they were literally, I think, battling monsters with a giant stone plates or something.
Yeah.
But presumably, you can call any sort of game a shadow game, in which point the loser gets cast into the shadow realm.
Well, their soul does.
They're still, right, their body's still there.
Yeah.
And it can be returned.
Well, through another shadow game.
Yeah, because Yugi's...
The only solution to shadow games is more shadow games, Kevin.
Because Yugi's grandpa got his soul stolen.
Yeah.
And the entire premise of that whole arc is him trying to get his grandpa's soul back.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little bit lost later on as other things are happening.
So before we get into this topic, after that lengthy explanation
on Yu-Gi-Oh!
Thanks again to Ethan.
Yeah, there's another one from Ethan.
Yeah.
Watch out,
Aaron. New number one fan.
So we thought we'd clarify this because we mentioned his manga reviews, but also we just said his name is Ethan. His manga reviews are literally called Ethan's Manga Reviews.
Yeah.
And he does them actually on Facebook, so you can actually just look him up on Facebook and look. If you're at all interested in manga, he does a lot of them off of, like...
And if manga is very intimidating for you?
Yeah.
Probably a good place to start.
Well, yeah, because he does both... He does some well-known, but a lot of lesser well-known ones that... And he gives good, like...
He has good insights?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Ethan's manga review. If that is a good shout-out, Ethan...
Let us know.
Let us know. Just search up Ethan's manga review on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Facebook.
On the Facebooks.
Get over here on the Facebook.
And you're your Facebooks. All right, so this is a world with shadow games.
This is a world with shadow games. We have to be very specific. It's this world.
This world.
So, yes, someone can play shadow games with the Yu-Gi-Oh card game.
Yes, that is true.
But it is not exactly the same as in the Yu-Gi-Oh TV show. It is like the actual card
game. Well, to be fair, everyone knows it. And once again, when you call a shadow game, you are like brought partially into the shadow realm and the game becomes a lot more impressive.
Yeah.
Like in
you get those sweet, sweet effects.
Yeah, in the series they have the, like, you know what they have. They have those projectors.
Yeah. The hologram projectors.
Yeah. So, or else it's just a card game.
Yeah.
Which is not very
exciting to dynamically watch.
Yeah, it's like how
I summoned the Dark Magician.
It's like how Beyblade was a very intense series, but Beyblades themselves are just tops hitting each other.
God, I love Beyblade, the TV series. The original one, I ate that shit up.
It's so ridiculous.
It is so ridiculous. The first episode, the very first episode, he's like, I gotta figure out how to create four times more rotational force. And like, for a day and a night. This is like biblical.
Yeah.
He practices and learns that he has to run and get a ripper.
Yeah.
That is four times longer.
Yeah. Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
They're also somehow controlling them while they're already
yeah, off. While they're already spinning.
And there's animal spirits that come out of
them. Only if you have rare centerpieces.
That's true. Yeah. Only if you have those.
No, this is a subject for another episode.
I don't know if it is. I think it's just because, keep in mind, shadow game.
Yeah, okay, you're right. You could have a shadow game with Beyblade.
You have a Beyblade, which means it becomes a lot more awesome.
Yeah. So, it means there are actually animal spirits in your Beyblade.
Yeah, and I presume you will have some sort of control over them, or once again, it's like, shadow game. Vroom.
I mean,
tink.
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 I mean, in the TV show Beyblade, it is your will that sort of is driving things forward.
There's a moment in Beyblade where one top jumps and lands on top of another
one. Yeah, and like pogo sticks it.
Yeah.
To break the other Beyblade. I remember that shit.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Nope. Pretty sure that's the animal spirit's power, though.
Jumping. It was a kangaroo.
Yeah.
But but that can happen.
That can happen in this world.
Because the shadow game makes it more awesome.
Yeah, so shadow game.
Also, when your Beyblade is defeated, your soul is cast to the shadow realm, and one of your friends must defeat them in a shadow game.
Yeah.
To get your soul back?
Yeah. But only if that's stipulated in the shadow game.
Yeah. So I guess in a shadow game, the wager is always your soul versus their soul. But you can put up the return of another soul.
Yeah.
If that person was the one who put them away.
Put them there.
So if, for example,
there'd be a lot of vendettas in this world.
Jeremy, let's say it's me, Kevin, you, Jeremy, and Craig, our intern.
Craig.
Who's sitting over there silently.
Yeah. Good job, Craig.
Good job, Craig. So if I stole Craig's soul through a shadow game.
Yes.
Let's say a shadow game of Connect Four.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Which are like giant stone discs that like fall down and then animals come out of them. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's hardcore.
Yeah.
So I steal his soul through a game of Connect Four.
Yes.
You are upset.
I'm upset because Craig is a cool guy.
Craig is a cool guy.
Yeah.
So to get his soul back, you have to wager your soul against his soul to me.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that even if I lose, I don't lose my soul, because Pegasus didn't lose his soul in Yu-Gi-Oh, right?
No, he's still there. But he does become weakened because they remove the Millennium Eye.
But that's something different.
Yes.
So the idea is almost like double or nothing.
Yeah.
Because I think if you cast someone's soul to the Shadow Realm, I think they get stronger, the person who casts it.
Yeah.
That's a layer we're going to have to get into that I did not think about.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a little bit more buff now, but if you want to get Craig's soul back, you have to beat me. You can't just go up to another random person and be like, I will duel you in a shadow game to get Craig's soul back. And he's like, who's Craig?
I will be like, Kevin, there can be only one.
Okay.
And then we will have a Highlander.
And then we'll play the Highlander.
That is also a shadow game.
The Highlander card game?
No, no, no. We will take out swords and fight each other like Highlanders. But it's a shadow game, so it will be like in the Highlander show, where we can only die if somebody decapitates us.
But because it's a shadow game, is also not real decapitation? Is it soul decapitation?
No, it is.
So it's also death.
Yeah.
Well, then, if you're going to do something where you're going to die in it, you might as well just say it's a shadow game.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So
then.
It can be awesome.
Competitive skydiving.
Yeah, this is a shadow game.
One of us will survive, and one of us will be cast in the shadow realm. Also die.
Yeah,
those two things will happen. Then I guess no one can get your soul back because you don't have a body for it to return to.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so you can do that.
The other thing we have to keep take into account is that people who lose a shadow game have their souls cast to the shadow realm.
Yeah.
And their body becomes comatose.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of just comatose bodies.
Which
on
means that there are a lot of people in hospitals.
Well, you have the shadow realm ward.
Yeah. the shadow realm ward.
Because once again, they're not really dying.
I mean... You still,
they're comatose.
Yeah, you still need to, like, put nutrients into their bodies.
So we just have stacks of people who need nutrients.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's pretty modern. Originally.
Yeah.
Originally, people would be like, this is a shadow game, and then, like, tribal warfare would happen.
Well, I mean... And then you toss the body off into, like, a river somewhere.
And it doesn't matter.
Because that soul, unless it's very, very, very quickly gets the soul back.
Yeah.
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 But, you know, people come with agreements where it's like, this shadow game will decide all of this, and no one can challenge me again. Like, seriously.
Seriously, no more shadow games
seriously,
after this one.
All you people need to chill out. Because this could go forever.
I will take this woman as my wife. At the end of this shadow game.
No more double or nothing. And then I would play a shadow game with her called marriage.
Oh, my God. Marriage as a shadow game? Your marriage would be awesome, but if you ever got divorced?
Well, okay, so there's this thing where people always talk about gamifying, like, everything, like workouts.
Yeah.
Could you shadow gamify your workout?
I don't see why not.
So you're like, I will lose 15 pounds this year. Or my soul will be cast to the shadow realm.
You have to be competing with somebody, though.
Could you?
Yeah, you have to be competing with somebody. No, there's never an instance in the show, Kevin, where someone plays a shadow game with themselves.
But here's the thing. I think you can, because we never see it because it's not, like, dynamically. But why can't you just, like, put your soul on the line, I guess, against yourself?
You can't.
I think you can do a shadow game of solitaire.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, with solitaire against the computer, because then the computer's soul gets cast into the shadow realm.
Oh, man. That's where I had all my work saved. Why'd you do this?
Because I wanted to have an awesome game of solitaire.
Like, here's the thing. I think you can do that, but you don't get anything out of it if you win, really. Like, you don't get the soul of the loser and become stronger.
No.
No. You just
don't get awesome effects and high risk, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're like someone who's like, you know what? I do want to learn how to play the guitar, but I know that I can motivate myself. I'll motivate myself with a shadow game. It's called shadow gamifying your life.
I think... This is a funny idea, Kevin. But I don't think it would actually happen.
I think it would. Why wouldn't it happen?
Because there's no instance of it. It is very clearly soul versus soul.
I think, but once again, that's because in the show it's all we need to see. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm willing to bet there's a time where someone...
If you had a shred of evidence to support this, I would be...
My shred of evidence is fun.
I would be wholly into it. We could talk about it. I just don't think.
The only rules about, like, what is a shadow game is there must be a wager and it must be a game. Because anything can be a shadow game.
I feel like two people is also a thing.
I don't think it is. Because you can also do it with more than two people.
I guess that's
true. I don't think it's a bet. I think it's a wager.
Let's make this a shadow bet.
You're doing it against reality. Essentially, the shadow game is you versus the shadow realm.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Does that mean if you lose the Shadow Realm, get stronger?
Well, yes, because your soul goes to it.
Hmm.
Now, the Shadow Realm getting stronger, I don't think does too much.
Well, we don't know.
All it likes to do
it's never explored.
All the Shadow Realm likes to do is get souls from people who lost in games. How strong does it get? It gets the losers.
That's rough, Kevin. That's rough.
Yeah, it's
what if two winners have a shadow game?
Well, one of them will have to lose, which means he's the worst one.
I'm just saying then that person is both a winner and a loser.
No, they're a loser.
Oh, okay.
Cancels each other out.
A loser supersedes?
No, you see, when you're born in this world, you start out as a loser, and you have to become a winner. Loser is the natural state of humanity, according to the Shadow Realm.
Okay.
Which is speaking in this instance.
I mean...
That is the
if the Shadow Realm contains souls,
yes.
Like, I guess it's a dimension of pure energy?
Yeah. Well, it's whatever a soul is. Also, there is a moment Yugi goes into the Millennium Puzzle to find Yami Yugi.
Yeah.
I think it's a representation of the Shadow Realm.
It's not.
I feel like the Shadow Realm is just people hanging out.
Sup?
I think they're trapped in stasis.
I think, I don't know, because every single time somebody gets tossed into the Shadow Realm, they have, like, a short, like, where they're falling away, and it looks like they're in pain.
Yeah, but...
They're like, ah!
Yeah, but when, but when Grandpa...
You've got me, Dirk Danger.
When Grandpa Yugi comes back, who I think is his actual name...
Yeah, I think so.
When Grandpa Yugi comes back, he just, like... What? Where am I? Tell me what's going on. He's not going through PTSD of like, I was in hell, I was in hell.
Maybe he's just repressed all the memories.
But meanwhile, there's this dark subplot for the rest of the series where you're just like, I have seen things. I have seen dark things.
I've seen things, Kevin.
I've seen things.
I've seen things with my eyes.
All right, Grandpa Yugi, that seems fine. Give me your blue eyes, white dragon. No, Kaiba tore it up in the first episode.
Yeah.
A lot of good Yu-Gi-Oh! Talk going on. Okay, so I am insistent that you can do Shadow games with yourself.
Okay. I will agree to this.
Yeah.
But
yeah?
If people disagree with Kevin,
you know, let us
tweet at us.
Yeah, let us know.
And I will yell at him for you.
I think it's fine. I think there's nothing wrong with it because it is just still a wager. You're just wagering with yourself. And to be honest, I don't think many people will do it.
That's fair.
I think they can. I think there are insane people who will be like, boy, I really want to do this. And I will wager my soul that I will get it done.
There'd be people that were addicted to that shit.
Yeah. It's the ultimate thrill.
Yeah. Also sweet special effects all the time.
Exactly.
Like, imagine the adrenaline.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to lose some weight, gain some muscle mass. Every time you go for a jog, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You go to the gym and you're just lifting, like, I don't know, just burning weights.
Yeah.
Metal music plays all the time.
Yeah.
Jack Black is for some reason there.
Also, everything's black and purple.
So everything's black and purple.
Yeah.
The colors of the Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Represent Shadow Realm.
Meanwhile, everyone around you is just like, what's that person?
Well, like, really, you're just standing there being like,
ah. As you get just like buffer. That'd be incredible. You're just watching someone and their like muscles just become more toned and they're like losing weight. Like, what? Oh man, he's Shadow Realming.
Yeah. By the way, we kind of glossed over this, but you said you can make wagers between more than one person.
Oh, yeah. No, you can do that. Why not?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess
you can do it against yourself. You can do it against 20 people.
Well, no, there have been duels that have multiple people on them.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. So I imagine you can do... Man, there was a series of Yu-Gi-Oh! That had dice.
Yep.
And they unfolded like boxes.
There was also one with motorcycles.
Hold on. Like, specifically?
Yeah. They rode around, like, on a track on motorcycles and played cards on their motorcycles. I think it was on the moon.
Well, you see, what are you doing?
Take a second and absorb that, Kevin.
Hold on. They're playing card games
on motorcycles
on the moon. Why do they need the Shadow Realm?
There's no Shadow Realm in that one.
I like it's because they're like, I know that in earlier ones we had the Shadow Realm. I just can't feel the energy anymore. You know what we're going to have to do? Turn this up to fucking 25.
What would make this more extreme? What if they dueled on motorcycles? Yeah, that's pretty extreme, but I can do you one better. What if they were also on the moon?
Yeah, and what if the moon is the head of a T-Rex that's on fire, and when it spits, out comes beef, that beef turns back into a cow, and the cow barfs up their cards?
Too far. Too far, bad idea, guy.
Next year.
Next year. Look, we made Zathura for you. I made Zathura. We're not going to do this.
Zathura was a board game. Oh, man. Jumanji.
Yeah.
Jumanji is a shadow game.
It's a shadow game. Monopoly as a shadow game.
Oh, God. No, I mean, it would never end.
Yeah.
You must play one shadow game. We choose Monopoly. Well, fine, I guess.
Fine, I guess. I guess. I mean, then you're stuck playing Monopoly forever.
Everybody who
kind of like I have your
everybody
soul.
who goes bankrupt.
Kevin,
what
did I just hear your phone?
No, you did not.
I'm pretty sure everyone, I just heard your phone,
everyone
Kevin.
Who just bankrupts.
Kevin, pretty sure I just heard your phone. Be honest,
everyone.
Kevin,
I'm gonna be entirely honest. I didn't even realize I had my phone on me. It's been a weird day.
Well, Kevin, last time my punishment was coming up with punishments.
Yeah,
and I did come up with a punishment.
And realize that this, I had a phone in my pocket.
Yep. You fool.
Yeah, I know I did.
Would you like to hear what the punishment is, Kevin?
Yeah.
The punishment is you have to say an ode to something of my choosing.
Okay.
So, you know Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
When Calvin loses to Hobbes and he has to say an ode to tigers?
Yeah.
Same deal.
Do you want me to do an ode to tigers?
I don't want you to do an ode to tigers.
All right, tell me what you want the ode to be, and I'll do it at the beginning of next episode.
Okay, I want there to be an ode to towels.
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 All right, I'll do an... So next episode, I have to do an ode to towels.
Yes.
All right. I can do that.
Excellent.
All right, so you know what we're talking about now.
I don't either. I was so excited.
All right, so the... some of Jumanji being a,
oh right, like Monopoly.
Monopoly, yeah. Well, would every single time someone go bankrupt, that's them.
Them losing their soul. They're out of the
Monopoly
game.
Monopoly can go forever.
Yeah,
yeah,
it can.
Through a certain series of events.
Yeah,
it's like I can't remember, Seventh Seal or something, where the guy plays chess with death and just keeps on like.
Yeah, but makes it a stalemate.
Yeah, and just extends it out forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
Who's forcing them to do a shadow game? With Monopoly.
It's Grandma.
Grandma. I believe we should do a shadow game. Grandma, we don't do shadow games anymore. You kids are all coddled. None of you understand shadow games.
Takes out the Monopoly board, sets it up, sits down at the kitchen table. Everyone sits down, they're ready, and just goes, "Welcome to my shadow game."
Oh, you entitled millennials never play shadow games. you prefer to use your Facebooks.
I need more souls to live longer.
I'm 123.
Now, come and play Yahtzee with me. Shadow games!
Grandma, stop! Stop stealing my boyfriend's souls.
Shadow games.
No one visits Grandma anymore because she keeps on...
She keeps on trying to steal people's souls.
Perhaps we should flip a coin over this. Shadow game!
Grandma, that's literally just chance.
Yes, either I die or you die. I'm old. I got nothing to lose.
Grandma, you need to reassess your risk assessment. Also, I'm your grandkid.
Perhaps you would like to play crib. Shadow game! I keep stealing the souls of these other old people. It doesn't do it for me.
It only adds like a year.
Oh, man. Grandma.
Oh, Grandma.
You want to go to commercial?
Sure. Go to commercial. This week's episode of Third Space is brought to you by...
Hold on a second.
What? What? Nope. What?
What?
But it's...
Nope.
But we're doing...
Hold it.
I have to finish the commercial, hold it. Kevin. Kevin,
yep.
This week's episode is brought to you...
Stop.
But don't snap at me.
I'll snap.
Don't snap at me. Suspense.
So we talked a lot about what... The what things you can do shadow games with.
Yeah, which is pretty much anything.
Pretty much anything. It could be a foot race.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine the Olympics would allow shadow games.
Well.
You can't see them.
They're higher stakes.
But you can't see
them.
You're
right. You can't televise that shit.
It's just them standing there and getting tired. Then one of them flops over. Three of them flop over.
Yeah.
And one of them goes, yes.
There's only gold medals.
Now, I think there's, like, underground racing, I guess. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, only gold medals. I guess ping pong you could have, like, first, second, and third. Because it's a two-person back-and-forth game. No, I guess you could have first and third, but not a second. I guess third becomes second.
It just becomes who survives and who doesn't.
Yeah. You go down the bracket.
Yeah. I mean, let's be clear. There's no real winners.
Nope. Well, there's the gold medal winner.
Sorry, there's one winner.
There's one real winner.
One real winner.
Yeah.
The one whose soul was not taken by the darkness.
They are so strong by the end, though.
I have all their souls within me.
So much vengeance.
No. Now, we clarify that the strength apparently means elongated life.
Yeah.
I assume a little bit of physical strength.
Yeah, probably.
A little bit.
A little smarter, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, small increments.
Small increments. I think... What did Pegasus want? Other than Yugi Boy.
I think... Yugi Boy.
Yeah.
I think Pegasus wanted to...
He
wanted his wife. He wanted to save his wife.
Yeah. He thought
that was the whole Dr. Freeze scenario.
Yeah. He thought if he got enough souls... Because is she sick?
He could resurrect her? I feel like she might have been dead.
Was she sick or dead?
Yeah, one of those two.
One of those
two. It's basically the same thing in anime.
It's true. It is different, though, because he wants to try to resurrect her, which means enough power from souls.
Can bring somebody back from the dead.
No, she's sick.
She's sick?
Because I think she talks to him at some point.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right.
I honestly can't remember.
Neither can I.
Boy, this is...
We told you, the plot gets shaky later in that arc.
I'm reasonably going to say that she was sick.
Okay.
Because it means that you can also gift this... Oh, Mary, who's going to lose a shadow game to her? Now you get all the souls that I have.
I mean, I guess.
I guess?
I guess. I feel like you can impart this power.
Okay. You can sort of transfer it around a little bit. To be fair, that was probably some, like, weird Egyptian magic.
I've lived 500 years, but I'm tired now. Here, have all my souls.
Wait, what? No. I was a sociopath. Grandma, no!
Shadow games. Okay. Can somebody make a Yu-Gi-Oh! Cartoon where there are a couple of old people going around playing shadow games, stealing everybody's souls?
Would you like to play Go Fish? Is this going to be a shadow game?
Maybe.
I don't want to play shadow game Go Fish with you, Grandma.
But it's actual fishing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Every time you say
Is this your fish?
Do you have any threes? Go Fish. And then a fish comes up and transforms into a card.
Yeah.
This is a regulation deck of 52. Who knows? Shadow games.
Shadow games.
Shadow games.
Would you like to play Old Maid? It's a lot harder to hide Old Maid in that game than you play a shadow game.
Because there's an actual Old Maid.
Right beside you.
Yeah.
She's hanging off your arm.
I wouldn't worry about that. I mean, I can... Okay. I guess. No, she's right behind everyone else, so you always see an old maid every time, everywhere you look, and they're always, like, looking behind them.
Yeah.
She behind me? Who sees the old maid?
Who sees the old maid?
Who's hallucinating this?
Wanna play Uno?
So, every time someone plays one of those, like, screw you cards, you literally get, like, hit by something.
Yeah, and more cards appear in your hand.
I like that in this case, they are still cards. They just come flying at you violently.
Yep.
So it's like, oh, pick up four, shing, 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 shing.
Yeah. And you're like,
and you pull him out of you. Somebody's pick up four again, which means it stacks. Yeah. So next person picks up eight.
Yeah, you can block it with another pickup card if you're quick enough.
Is that?
Yeah, it goes around. It adds.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. So if I remember that one. There are so many, like, house rules to Uno. It's incredible.
It's like Monopoly.
There's ones where 7 and 0 does something. Yep. And there's... Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Yep.
And if you play with all those rules, you have the most insane game that has ever been played. Because I think 0 is you switch with someone, and 7 is everyone passes their cards to the left. And
yeah, I mean, it's like I said, Monopoly has like a million house rules.
There's the pick up until you can play.
Yeah.
Where you can just like draw cards and be like, no, no.
No, I was a fool.
This shadow game will never end. They're all just drooling in their chairs. We don't see enough of what shadow games look like from the outside, other than it's just like stuff.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I remember in Yu-Gi-Oh! That the spectators were also in like the shadow realm watching, but that's only if you're right beside.
I think if you are invited to join them, essentially.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they can do the Olympics. And also, I don't think you can kill people at the Olympics.
No. I think that's against the spirit of the Olympics.
Yeah, that some of the Olympians,
the stealing of your opponent's souls.
Some of the Olympians survive.
Slight frowned upon.
The other ones become shells, just hollow husks.
Yeah,
and in they go into the hospital.
Nope, not the Olympics.
Not the Olympics.
Just the underground shadow games.
If you beat in a shadow game,
yeah,
the person. Oh, no, I guess it has to be... I was talking about, like, getting the souls back. I guess it has to be the wager.
Yeah.
You have to wager, I will get all those souls back. If I lose, you get my soul.
Yeah.
It can't just be like... Because you can also be like, I get your soul.
Nope. Can't do it.
No, you can do that. You just... Oh, yeah. All the souls won't go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because or else it would just be a constantly shifting thing where, like, these people get these souls and...
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, there are moments in hospitals where people just go like, oh, someone won a game.
Someone got my soul back. How long has it been?
I think they're doing double dutch. I didn't even know you could do that. You can win a double dutch. It's a game, isn't it?
I like, and you know what would totally happen all the time?
What?
People playing video games would be like, this is now a shadow game.
Upgrade the graphics.
I mean, what if you're playing League of Legends and you make it a shadow game? My guess is that you're just the champion.
I mean, yeah. I guess you have more control. Here's the thing. So there has to be a clear loss in it, I think is the thing.
Yep.
So there's a lot of games that don't have a clear loss.
Give me an example.
Well, Dark Souls. Dying is not a loss in Dark Souls. It's just another thing you have to deal with.
Dark Souls, a loss is giving up.
Okay, so as long as you never give up,
yeah,
and then you go and you beat the boss.
But keep in mind, if you do a shadow game with Dark Souls, you have to beat that shit in one sitting.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You're there forever.
Yeah, because if you give up, you lose the shadow game.
Yeah, like especially these days, the amount of games that when you die or something, the game ends.
Yep.
Like there's a game over.
Very few.
Very few. Like even like Call of Duty or Uncharted, all those games, usually death just brings you back to the last checkpoint.
Yep.
You have to go back into the older retro games where it's like Mario, where if you run out of lives, it's game over. You're back to the screen.
Yep.
Like you're...
Castlevania.
Yeah, I'd say that is a... I mean, if you're playing roguelikes...
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the roguelike.
If you're playing FTL...
Some roguelikes are built so that you will die so that you can improve.
Well, here's the thing. I think that means if you die without an improvement...
Ah, okay, yeah.
Because then you have not progressed.
That's fair.
I would say that's a loss.
Yeah.
So like if FTL, you don't unlock the next thing.
There's only so many things to unlock, though.
I know.
Well, and it's random chance, Kevin. Don't play a shadow game for that.
No, exactly. Don't play a shadow game for a roguelike.
Yeah. Don't do it. Bad choice.
Funny enough, you could do it for Dark Souls. You're gonna have to beat it one sitting. Yep. I would not do that on your first playthrough.
Probably not.
But maybe I'm like, you played for a while. Like, I think I'll do a shadow game for this one.
It's way too intense.
Yeah. Here's the thing. As long as you don't give up, you're good.
I mean, this is probably gonna give you some serious psychological trauma.
Though. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Some gross things in there.
Yeah.
And you're seeing them in high def.
You're basically seeing them in first person.
It will high def, when the highest of all defs, the reality.
Reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a dragon in there with a mouth torso.
Yep.
Don't know how to describe that any better. It's a mouth torso.
Mouth torso.
It's a mouth torso.
Is it a torso with a mouth in it?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's, I think, a better way of describing it.
I don't know. You know what? I wouldn't say it's a torso with a mouth in it. I would say it is a torso that is a mouth.
A torso made of mouth.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The torso made of mouth. One mouth.
One mouth.
That is torso.
Yep.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, we should talk about like the actual impact this would have on the world, maybe.
Yeah.
Because definitely, like, way long ago, much like in Yu-Gi-Oh, you'd probably see it come up a lot more.
Yep.
Where it'd be like, well, when things are life or death anyways.
Yep. Why not, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you were going to duel somebody, and not duel as in, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh card game duel.
Yeah.
As in, like, I slap you with a white glove to challenge you with a duel. Why not make that a shadow game?
Well, it's the sort of thing that I think what it would do is that it would change how people, like, treat those duels, essentially.
Yeah.
Because, and I think it would be a lot more honor-based, because it's something about pulling out the soul of a person that seems more impressive than just, like, killing them, I guess.
Killing
like,
them dead?
Like, war would not be a shadow game.
No.
But if it's something where it's like, let's have the champion of our, you know, tribe fight the champion of your tribe.
Yeah, shadow game.
In a shadow game.
Yeah.
Because it's an honor thing.
Yeah.
Then as time goes along, it might become more of a, like, a duel, as you said.
Yep.
We shall have a duel, and as the rules stated, it shall be a shadow game.
Choose your game of choice.
Perhaps checkers. Or
maybe chess. It becomes a lot
more. Do you know how to play Go? It's sort of complicated.
It becomes a lot more important for you to know, like, complicated and meticulous rule set games.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Chess is also a lot more badass.
Yeah, it's true. I guess there'll be a lot of shadow games based on chess.
Yeah.
And it'll be like the Harry Potter chess, where the pieces actually move.
Yep.
Or the Futurama chess, where the pieces move.
Yep. There's only one way to make chess better.
Yeah.
Make it cinematic.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And metal music, obviously.
And Jack Black is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah! Chess!
That's because Jack Black is, in fact, the human manifestation of the Shadow Realm.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
He is Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Human manifestation of a realm of darkness and deepness.
Also, he's purple and black all the time.
He's purple and black. I don't know if you've noticed it. Jack Black is purple and black.
Yeah, if you can't, you're colorblind.
Sorry to break it to you. Purple and black.
Purple and black.
Okay, so we have a world that there's more, like.
Here's the thing. This is higher stakes than just death, right?
Yeah.
Right. So
presumably,
especially since like people put such weight on the idea of a human soul.
Yeah. Like if you're killed in a shadow game, you're not going to heaven.
Nope.
No.
No. So I think
it's not going to hell. You're going to the shadow realm.
Yep. It's like, a limbo.
A limbo.
And not the fun kind of limbo.
Oh no. I misunderstood this game we're playing. You could do a shadow game of limbo, though.
Oh my god, why would you ever do that?
The bar's on fire.
Yeah.
And of course,
the bar is on fire and also razor sharp, so if you touch it, it literally burns and cuts you at the same time.
There's just like dinosaurs standing around.
They're holding the burning blade.
The dinosaurs are holding the burning blade.
Yeah.
It's like Gilbert Godfrey in the corner.
Why is he there?
And of course, Jack Black is there as well. There. Also Jack Black.
Yeah, he loves limbo.
And metal music.
Yeah.
I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Had an overt amount of metal music.
I don't
music.
Think they did. I think it was just something we've added.
Well, that was just their artistic choice. In reality, metal music plays.
Yeah, we're the in charge of this world.
Which is why metal bands, they just play the music of the Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
The official music of the Shadow Realm.
Kiss, the official band of the Shadow Realm.
Really? Kiss is what you went with metal?
They're well, no, pop. But that's what they would have
I guess, at yeah. the time. Yeah. Yeah, I guess they really did.
Like, if you've listened to Billy Idol, he basically makes what would be pop music now. But yeah. at that time, it was punk.
Yeah. Eh, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, but I'm thinking, like, the kind of metal that's in the Shadow Realm is, like, doom metal.
Yeah, it's death metal.
Yeah. I think doom metal. Also, actual subgenre of metal, doom metal.
Doom metal.
To invoke feelings of doom.
It probably wouldn't be called doom metal, though. You know what it'd be called?
Shadow Realm.
Shadow metal.
Shadow metal.
Shadow metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Jeez. So, yeah, so you get stuck out into some sort of limbo.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it would be higher stakes than just death. It is something that I think would become very... based on honor, and then... I think eventually based on thrill.
Yeah, I think some people would do it for thrills. I still think it's because the stakes are so high and there's no going back. Like if let's go to ancient Greece,
yeah.
because it has city states and that's useful for an example. If the king of Athens and like the king of if Athens and Sparta were fighting, the king of Athens could go to the king of Sparta and be like, I challenge you to a shadow game.
Of kicking things into holes. Oh, you screwed up. I know how to kick things into holes.
This is Sparta.
Have you? In case you were not aware,
this is Sparta.
We kick things in holes.
Yeah. But because it's like leader versus leader, it's not like a regular treaty or a regular bet, right? If you duel till first blood... there's nothing really holding that together except for honor. But if you win a shadow game, you not only have a comatose king, but you're holding that king's soul.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, so I think it could stave off larger political events.
Yeah.
Though I think as time goes on, it becomes used more and more rarely.
Kiwan, there's also, like you say it's pretty permanent. There's also, there is the option... of dueling them for the soul back.
That's true.
And he's like, I think in honor situations, that is like a dishonorable thing to do.
Yeah, probably.
Where it's like, no, it's already been decided. But if someone just like does the grandma thing.
Yeah.
A shadow game! You could be like, all right, grandma, I'm going to duel you for the souls back of those 5,000 people.
Yeah.
My God.
My God, grandma.
My God, grandma. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to play Call of Duty. No!
Joke's on you, Grandma's been practicing.
now
where... I've got an itchy trigger finger.
Now, where's the Y button? Grandma, there hasn't been Y button since, like, Super Nintendo.
Shit.
It's getting these souls back. Yes, I am. And it's just shooting the Grandma of the game. Which, once again, shadow game, so it's them.
Slappers only, Grandma.
Oh, God, it's just a man slapping Grandma. Because they're the characters. They have to be the characters in
the
game.
They have to be the characters.
This isn't fair. Shut up. You stole 5,000 souls, Grandma.
Of course, if it's a shadow game and it's Call of Duty, that means you actually have guns. It's not like you're playing with a controller.
Fair enough. What I always imagine...
Are shadow games just really good virtual reality?
Well, here's the thing. What I always imagine how it works is because, once again, they're still playing a card game.
Yeah.
It's that whatever skills you have, like this is a metaphysical thing, whatever skills you have that make you good at that game in the real world, make you good at that game in this representation of it.
Gotcha.
So if you're really, really good at Call of Duty with a controller, it's just metaphysically, you are good with a gun in the Shadow Realm.
In the Shadow
Realm. Does not mean it translates to real life.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
So what you're telling me is, I was really good at GoldenEye.
Yep.
And then I played a shadow game with it. And it was slappers only, I would be a slap master.
Yeah, no, yeah. If you were really good at GoldenEye, it translates to being just the slap, the guy who's best at slapping.
I'm the best slapper.
Just run around slapping people. This is how I save the world, by playing GoldenEye against terrorists.
Yep.
What's back? What's back?
I mean, really though, it's, I feel like with a duel, you choose, like, weapon of choice type thing, right?
Yeah.
So the person that you challenge chooses the game, so you're always at a disadvantage if you're challenging.
I mean, once again, unless you're doing the grandma thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to my shadow game.
We're talking honorable situations.
Yes, in honorable situations, there's a certain amount of, well, honor.
Yeah.
Grandma has no honor.
Grandma has no honor. She's a monster.
Grandma's a monster and a serial soul taker. And it's technically legal.
Technically.
It's a function of reality.
Yep.
How can they stop you?
Well, I mean, people would probably... societies would put laws in effect around shadow games.
Yeah.
Like how it's illegal to duel in Calgary.
That's true. It is illegal to duel in Calgary.
Yeah.
You have to go out to the countryside.
Go out. Yeah, you got to go out.
That's where you play your Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah. So, like, as society advances, I feel like shadow games become rarer.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
well, they're underground shadow games.
There's underground. It does become, I think, mostly a thrill thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Because people do...
And also virtual reality never gets fucking invented because people can just have a shadow game.
Yes, it still would.
No, it wouldn't.
You don't die in virtual reality.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Dark Souls, if you play a shadow game with Dark Souls, you just like, you have to beat it in one sitting, but that shit's virtual reality.
Yeah, but what if someone came up to you and said, hey, what if you could play a shadow game and not have your soul lost when you die?
That's fair. Kevin, I realized something horrifying.
All right. I mean, it's the last 10 minutes. This is about when it usually comes
horrifying, up. Horrifying,
Kevin. Bring it out.
Dating Sims. You could play a shadow game with dating Sims.
Yeah. Yes, you could.
There'd be an entire market of sex games where, like, just play a shadow game with it.
You can't technically lose.
Yeah, you just go in and have sex.
You win! I like to imagine that every game comes out with this, disclaimer being like, if you play a shadow game with this game, we are not responsible for loss of soul.
We are not responsible for loss of soul. In sex games, you lose if you can't reach climax. I didn't orgasm and I lose my soul? Man!
This is the worst Tuesday ever. Well, it's a naked man. Well, no, here's the thing. We did say...
We found him comatose on his computer chair.
Hold on. We did say that the skill you use to play the game just becomes transferable into the game.
So if you're good at those games, you're really good at sex.
Yeah, if you're really good at dating sims, you're amazing at sex
in the game.
Not in real life.
Not just like the real world, those skills are not transferable.
But I like how if you're incredibly good at one thing, you could just try to shadow game that thing over and over for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're just like, man, I just found out that I'm really, really good at juggling.
Shadow game.
So juggling shadow game. I'm very good at contact juggling.
That
Fushigi balls.
When you're in elementary school and you figure out the always win pattern of tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
Shadow game.
I want to go first. No. I want. Was it you have to go first to win?
I forget. I think it's you have to go.
Tic-tac-toe's not a good game.
Nope.
But once again, I don't think anyone's under the impression that it is.
Nope. It's something to pass the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Heads up, 7-Up. Shadow game.
Okay. Heads up, 7-Up is a game of who can cheat the best.
Yep.
And get away with it.
Yep.
No, I just, like, felt like the way your hands landed on me. I smelled you as you came by.
Yeah.
Like all sweaty teenagers, I know your smell.
I know your musk.
When really just you trying to peek and notice, like, shoes, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7-Up is a game of cheating.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for some reason, kids love it.
Well, it's because it's a game where the rules explicitly say you can't cheat.
But you have to.
But you have to cheat.
Yeah.
That's why it's fun, because everyone knows everyone's cheating, but it still feels like breaking the rules.
Well, it's kind of like my feelings on Werewolf, where Werewolf is, like, there's no real, like, tactics of Werewolf.
There comes tactics the longer the game goes on.
Yeah.
But in the first couple rounds, no.
Yeah, and to be fair, usually often the people who really enjoy Werewolf are people who are actors, which means that they are, like, playing it.
Oh, yeah, they're role-playing it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's usually where the fun comes out of
it. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, Like, it's just randomly pointing at people until you're right.
It was you!
I can tell because of this.
Although, if it was a shadow game...
There's no cheating in shadow games.
There's no cheating in shadow games.
I think inherently you can't cheat in shadow games.
Nope, you can't. And also, Kevin...
You're actually a werewolf.
You're actually a werewolf. And each round is a full day-night cycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the entire day is just a town meeting.
Yep.
Also, harvesting.
The harvest.
Of corn.
For the greater good.
Can you imagine when you're playing werewolf? There's just a long moment in the shadow game where...
You have to maintain your village?
You have to maintain your village.
Yeah.
So, okay. So how it works... Man, that would suck because it's random.
Yep.
But and what it always is everyone versus the werewolf.
If the werewolf wins.
So either the werewolf gets all their souls.
Yep.
Or they all get
the
werewolf.
They all split the werewolf's soul.
They all split the werewolf's soul. But the thing...
Horrifying.
But hold on. But it's random, which means you with a group of people, you're like, all right, everyone, let's play this game. One of us, we don't know who, is about to get fucked.
Yep. Unless they're a really good werewolf.
Well, no.
Maybe they're really good at playing werewolf, Kevin.
Really? Do you think that if you're playing that game and you're like, oh, yeah, just randomly do it, and you get the werewolf, you'll be like, yeah!
I mean, if I'm a sociopath or psychopath, then yes. Those people would love that shit. They're like, excellent. This is an opportunity for 10 souls. I will catch up to grandma.
Then I will defeat her. As has been my plan all along.
As is the tradition of our family. The Sith.
I'm the Sith?
Yeah.
I am Mike Sith.
Yeah. Grandma Sith.
And Grandma Sith.
Yeah.
Also known as Deirdre.
Deirdre?
Deirdre Sith.
Wow. That's a very old name.
I mean, she's a grandma. She's been around for 500 years.
That's more than a grandma.
But she is a grandma.
That's a great
also
great,
been
great,
around
great,
for
great,
500
great.
Years. No. No, she's not, because she keeps taking her children.
That's true. She's not fertile anymore. She's gone through menopause.
Which means she's...
Unless souls stave off menopause too.
Why not? They make you powerful.
That'd be horrible. I know grown women who are like, I cannot wait for menopause to happen so I no longer have periods.
In fact,
are you telling me, Kevin, that souls become eggs in ovums?
No.
Because that's what, when you run out of eggs, you go into menopause.
No, but it euthans you. It actually reverses the flow of time.
No, it doesn't.
Upon you.
Upon you, yeah, but it doesn't change the amount of eggs you have in your ovaries.
Why not? It refreshes your cells.
Okay, so you're saying it refreshes on a cellular level.
How else would it keep you alive?
I
Are you saying
that
you
true.
Keep
yeah.
decaying?
Yeah.
You're a 500-year-old crypt keeper?
Yes. That was where my mind was.
That's not what it is.
Shadow games.
Boy, what a dark outcome.
Okay, that's it. We can't go any further. It's the end of the episode. Can't beat that. I can't beat your Kripkeeger impression. If you like that episode and you like Kevin's Kripkeeger impression, let us know. You can tweet us at Third Space Cast.
Yep.
Or me individually at Mighty Thews.
At Shawman K. Weir.
You can email us at thirdspacepodcast.gmail.com.
thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com. You know, hey.
Yeah.
You know how emails work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can check out our website at thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yeah.
If you did like everything, please tell somebody about it. That's the only way our podcast is going to grow, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, honestly. And if you can, leave a review on iTunes.
Yeah. The theme song is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
That's right. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we take turns recounting our past lives.
For some reason, I think it was a cat at some point.
Pretty sure I was a bumblebee. Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.